Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, March 3rd, 2006. Today's message is titled, God's Wisdom. And the scripture verse for the day is 1 Corinthians 3, verse 19.
For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight.
For about 8 years of my life, I lived in New England, a region known for elite colleges and universities such as Harvard, MIT, and Yale. Harvard and Yale and many other universities were initially founded to train ministers, but now these schools are very hostile to biblical Christianity. However, I thank God and pray for the Christian ministry that is taking place on these and other campuses. Today's verse is a good memory verse, particularly for students. I believe there are likely two interpretations of this verse, and perhaps they both apply. Comparatively speaking, the very finest wisdom the world has to offer is foolishness to God. This might be illustrated by a proud kindergartner learning that 1 + 1 = 2, resulting in the feeling that he is now an accomplished mathematician. But to an earned PhD in mathematics, his knowledge is comparatively foolishness. The second interpretation of the verse is far more likely in my view. From God's perspective, what mankind often calls wise is foolishness. A stunning indictment on the fallen human race in Romans declares, professing to be wise, they became fools. I want to know the ways of God, who is all wise, and recognize this foolishness, even though the crowd, academia, and the politically and culturally correct may be saying it's wise. A rather obscure verse from Daniel states, He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. May God give me and each listener godly wisdom and spiritual discernment today. I want to continue to grow in my understanding of God's ways. And that begins when I recognize that ultimately, all wisdom apart from God is foolishness. This day, join me in seeking to know the mind of the Lord and become familiar with all His ways.
Father God, the depth of your wisdom and knowledge takes us far beyond the scope of human understanding. Far more information is available to us than our ancestors had, and future generations will be exposed to even more data than we presently have. But your wisdom exceeds that of man, for you are the Creator. We cannot know what you are thinking or planning apart from the Scriptures, for your ways are higher than our ways, and your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Help us to be truly wise and make our plans, purposes, and understanding conform to your will for our lives. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Brooksine. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It is a beautiful Friday morning here as we prepare this in South Central Pennsylvania. We live and work out of our home in rural Lancaster County, which is in the south central part of the state. We're about 15 miles west of the city of Lancaster. It's a joy to share with you today. I made an additional note that I want to share today related to the message. Even the illustration regarding the kindergartner is not an adequate illustration, because with God we are always dealing with the contrast between the finite and the infinite. Even the most capable PhD in math has a very finite understanding, even in his field. Also, preschool math, that is, such as 1 + 1 = 2, is simple but is still correct and actually forms the foundation for all other levels of mathematical truth. I believe the Apostle Paul is saying that wisdom from a worldly standpoint is foolishness to God, and worldly wisdom does not form a foundation of truth. Remember that. Well, I have an additional resource on the web today if you'd care to listen to it. There's a link to an audio song, I'm almost certain written, certainly recorded by my nephew, called Come Like You Promised. perhaps there's some of our podcast listeners today that would like to go to the site and click on that link. And again, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. It's a joy to serve God today, to be a follower of Christ. May you be blessed and encouraged, and stay faithful.